From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Lisa Harris is reporting for the Times Union that New York Renews, a coalition of more than 300 climate, justice, and labor groups, is calling for $10 billion in state spending to help meet the goals laid out in New York State's climate law. The group held rallies November 16th in Albany, New York City, Kingston, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Ithaca, and Long Island. The group is pushing for the climate, jobs, and justice legislation bills that would establish a new fund for New York's climate plan, align public service law with a transition away from fossil fuels, eliminate fossil fuel subsidies, lay groundwork for decommissioning fossil fuel power plants, empower the New York Power Authority to build renewable energy projects, and create new oversight and accountability for all of these projects and proposals. The New York Renews Coalition helped pass the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act in 2019 to decarbonize New York State's $2 trillion economy and slash greenhouse gas emissions 85% below their 1990 levels by 2050. Environmental activists see several benefits from the plan, including energy independence from foreign fossil fuel and longer lives and less illness from fossil fuel-driven particulate pollution, which currently sickens and kills thousands of New Yorkers concentrated in low-income black and brown neighborhoods. Read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Town board members are split over another go with Community Choice aggregate electricity purchasing after the failure of Columbia Utilities to maintain a contract with 10 municipalities when costs became too high. The board voted November 16, 3-2, to cover a share of the legal fee in a lawsuit in a case against Columbia Utilities. Saugerties Supervisor Fred Costello said the savings to consumers may make it worth it to go into business with the company again. Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, "During the period that the CCA, Community Choice Aggregate, program was in place, the estimated captured savings of the people who were a part of it was over $8 million. I find that to be a substantial number. So even though the company that was our vendor did not fulfill the balance of their contract, I think it's worthwhile for us to partner with the same group and go back into the energy market to secure a new contract for a period in the near future," end quote. The towns of Marbletown, Saugerties, New Platts, Red Hook, Clinton, and Phillipstown, the villages of New Platts and Cold Spring, and the cities of Beacon and Poughkeepsie, representing 23,000 customers, are all suing Columbia Utilities. The company had contracts with the municipalities through June 30, 2024, but abandoned the contracts in July after the state oversight agency, New York Independent System Operator, found the provider had failed to meet creditworthiness requirements in assuring its fiscal viability. Saugerties board member Zach Horton is not sure about working with the company again. Horton said, and I quote, "A lot of residents of this town experience more difficulty with the program, and my confidence is not quite there. Contracts were approved before my appointment to the board, but I felt like the town was taken for a financial ride. My personal level of confidence is not there," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. On November 17, the Greene County Public Health Department announced four more COVID-19 deaths. On November 14, Greene County officials announced another COVID-19 death. And a week ago, on November 7, Greene County reported two more COVID-19 deaths. This is seven deaths in 10 days from COVID-19 in Greene County. So of 144 total deaths from COVID-19 in Greene County since the pandemic began, almost 5% have come this month. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that community level of COVID-19 in Greene County is low. Porcupine Soup reports that Donald Gibson, president and CEO of Greene County Bancorp Incorporated, announced recently that Jay Callahan was appointed chairman of the board and Tejraj Hatta was picked as board director. Callahan succeeds Paul Slutsky after he announced his retirement last year. Slutsky had served on the board of directors since 1992 and was named chairman of the Greene County Bank in 2020. Callahan is retiring as the president and CEO of Columbia Memorial Health, the local hospital. Hada owns a Five Guys Burgers and Fries franchise. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.